Let me show you something here. You ready? Grasp it in one hand. Turn it with the other. See? Pretty cool, huh? You can light it anytime you want to, but we're not going to lift them up until we've sung through Silent Night all the way, and then I have a prayer, and then we will lift them in the air, and we'll turn the lights out. That sound good? That's how we do this. Don't get burned, all right? Let's stand together now. Let us pray. Our Father, we are humbled at this moment. The light of the world has shined upon us, and now we are shining that light into a world that is desperate for it. A world that does not understand the Christ child, does not understand any of this that we are doing, and yet is so desperate because they live in a world without hope. Help us. Help us to make this light shine wherever we go so that all will know your great love for all people.
Silent night, holy night.
friends, when you leave this place, take this the light of Christ with you. Leave the candles here, but take the light of Christ with you. And join us again for worship tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Come as you are, and that means come as you are, and enjoy some time together. We'll do the scriptures and readings and carols and all of the great joy that comes from that. So I look forward to sharing that with you in the morning. And then guess what? I'll take you all out for breakfast. Well, not really, but the fellowship committee has prepared a breakfast for us all to follow the worship service. So it's going to be a really great day tomorrow morning. So I hope you'll come back at 10 o'clock and enjoy that with us. And now, from all of the officers and the members of this church, we want to wish all of you the greatest celebration of Jesus' birth of your entire life. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. I can't get mine to go off.